A tale of two cities now, one that's losing the eighth largest publicly traded company in the U.S., the other gaining it. General Electric, worth $285 billion, announced yesterday it is moving its corporate headquarters from Fairfield, Connecticut to Boston. The company's 800 top executives and managers will start moving this summer. Kurt Nickisch from Here and Now contributor WBUR starts us off with the view from Boston.
Imagine if General Motors left Detroit or Apple left Cupertino. GE leaving Fairfield, Connecticut is like that.
I was at Cathedral High School and I was like, oh boy.
That's how Boston Mayor Marty Walsh reacted when GE Vice President Ann Klee phoned him. She said the global corporation that has housed its world headquarters on a suburban campus for 42 years is moving to the Boston waterfront.
GE recognizes the innovation in our city, the educational institutions in our city, the diversity of our city, the people in our city, and the business-friendly environment in our city that we're putting out there. So we're excited about this.
I don't think it's surprising that GE moved here.
At an innovation fair in Boston yesterday, Lori Brock, Osram's head of corporate innovation in the Americas, said GE is moving to Boston for the same reason Osram is based here.
The people, the universities, the startup scene, you can't ask for more than that if you want to be a high-tech, innovative company.
In some ways, General Electric mirrors Massachusetts' transition from blue-collar manufacturing to the knowledge economy. The company, once best known for making light bulbs, has transformed into a global services firm at the forefront of energy, healthcare, and internet technologies. Here's a recent TV ad.
It's your grandpappy's hammer, and he would have wanted you to have it.
Yes, GE makes powerful machines, but I'll be writing the code that will allow those machines to share information with each other. I'll be changing the way the world...
You can't pick it up, can you?
Boston has picked up a heavyweight. With $130 billion in annual sales, the top 10 Fortune Corporation will be by far Massachusetts' largest public company. That's a big ego boost for the region after decades of losing corporate headquarters from DEC to Gillette to EMC and Facebook. To help GE make the move, Boston is offering $25 million in property tax relief over two decades. City Economic Development Chief John Barros says it's worth it.
The potential impact over those 20 years would be $260 million, a little bit more than 10 times the total tax incentive that we are providing GE at this point.
The state is offering an additional $120 million to help with things like helipads and hangars for GE's fleet of corporate aircraft. The short jaunt from the waterfront to Logan International Airport was a key selling point. Massachusetts Governor Charlie Baker says he didn't have to go overboard.
The big message here is this is a great place, not to be for the next 2 years or the next 5 years, but for the next 50 years.
GE agrees. It released a statement that does not talk about its bottom line, but rather highlights Boston's top people and ideas. For Here and Now, I'm Kurt Nickisch in Boston.